Fossil Hunt. New Mexico was once at the bottom of a great sea. Over millions of years, carbon creatures died and drifted to the bottom of that sea and became preserved in silt. Layer upon layer of silt turned to stone, and the fragile bodies of once living creatures became captured and preserved. My geologist brother Neil likes nothing better than hiking mountains, looking for geological treasure chests, and opening them to find fossil pieces of eight. This morning we turned to a quarry he was introduced to in junior high school. A teacher brought he and a friend here to scrape away layers of shale and discover ferns, brachiopods, and other marine life. These days a teacher wouldn't risk the field trip, but that trip set two kids into lifelong careers. As I look up at the quarry walls this morning, I can easily see geological epics as they were deposited in layers. Even a foot-thick layer took thousands of years to form. Neil knows the layers we are looking for on this dig, and finds us a promising hunting spot in the side of a crumbling bank and mountains that used to be underwater. Hawks fly over us on a cool, clear fall morning, and we have brought our small cardboard boxes for specimens, rock hammers, scrapers, newspapers for wrapping what we find, bottles of water, a few apples and sunflower seeds, and lots of hope. Any day you can poke into prehistory and find something only you are seeing for the first time in 250 million years, it is a good day.